Then I'll take the floor. Thank you very much, Vice Minister. Chair, may I begin with one of the queries put to us yesterday, namely, who provides information to migrants nationally? We, as Directorate for Migration, have created a centre called Contact Centre, quote unquote, in English. It was created in February. Before, we used to communicate via the email or the social media, but with this contact centre, we have something called Omni Channel, through which we handle questions, claims, we communicate requirements for documentation. We've even received complaints regarding people trafficking. So that is now our main means of communication with migrants, in addition to the media, the mass media in the country. And in that connection, given that I'm the spokesperson of the organization, I would like to say that we have a new web page which describes very carefully, in addition to all the requirements for migrants, but also the health requirements, which is something that people have asked most about in recent times with regards to the question put to us yesterday about Arab migration. They used to be stigmatized, but today I would venture to say that 70% of the business movement in the Alto Paraná region in the east of the country, essentially today, all the business people are governed by a law called 2993, number 2993, that gives documentation to aliens who get married to Paraguayans and to their children. Now, through this law 2993, the spouse or the child is entitled to an identification paper, and the law says that permanent residency is granted without any paperwork needed to be filled in. So this Asian stroke Arab migration is already deeply rooted in the eastern region of the country, and that's where most of them actually live and work. With regards to refoulement at border, the initial refoulement, quote unquote, is for refuge. Anybody who asks for asylum at the border is granted entry and is issued with a refugee application. Of course, it is then dealt with by the CONARE. Now, the rejections and the expulsion at border occur via law 978, and that happens because people do not have up-to-date documentation required for them to have entry into the country. Now, moving on to good practices. You had a question on good practices for migration issues. Let me underscore once again what happens during the days for migration regularization for those who weren't able to go to the centres on that particular day. They have the regional days. If you can't go to the regional days, you go to the central days. For those who don't have their papers, we're given the option of obtaining a 60-day permit during which they have time to gather their official papers within the law. We've changed the law in such a way that the Director for Migrations can issue up to 5 documents. If the migrant, for example, expresses the fact that he or she does not have documents A, B, or C, the General Director of Migration can issue them and grant the applicant residency, temporary residency. Now, why do we propose temporary before permanent residency? Now, many say they want to stay in the country, but at the end of the day, after 1 or 2 years, they migrate to another country. Now, we give them thus the option to try out a kind of permanent temporary stay. It lasts 2 years for Mercosur and 1 year for extra outside of Mercosur. For the people, for nationals from Mercosur, they're entitled to 2 years temporary residency, and they need to fulfill basic requirements, needless to say. There is something I would like to ask you. You asked us how you could help us. Well, I can answer that question. You can recommend that the migration law be amended. That's very important because our Migration Act was passed in 96 and it is now out of step with what our migration policy stipulates. In this reform, we are including everything that has to do with the ICRMW provisions, including protection of rights, etc. So it would be good that you suggest to our authorities that these proposed amendments to the law are passed, and then we would be able to, we as the Directorate for Migration, will be able to fulfill our mandate and responsibilities. We need to be a national directorate, not just a secretariat, given how many border checks and migration flows we oversee, justifies us being a national director. In 2021, we had an average of 600 to 700,000 people going through our borders. And this year, from January to March, we've already exceeded the total number of 2021. As things return to normal after the pandemic. So I believe I have addressed all the issues raised yesterday, except for one I've just remembered. In 2016, a resolution was passed by the National Directorate for Migration. This is in the area of good practices, and it is on those persons who are deemed to be or consider themselves to be victims of trafficking, automatically grant them residency without them having to pay anything if the person so requires. We're working on borders with the institutions, from the Office of the Public Prosecutor, the National Police, to receive people who claim to be victims of people trafficking and grant them this residency, as I was saying.